This is Twit.
Do you like the S21? Let's start with you first, David, then I'll ask Justine. What do you think?
I think that, you know, I mean, I have the same phones Justine does, the S21 and S21 Ultra. And I think the overall sentiment, you know, from everyone I've spoken to and from myself at this point, is they're very iterative phones. They don't really change a lot. So, you know, you have the latest internals from Qualcomm here in the United States, if that's where you're buying the phone.
Is that the 888? What are they putting in these?
Yes, it is the Snapdragon 888.
Okay. Which is a lucky number in China. So
yes, I think that is, you know, they say that's not why they made it that.
Yeah,
but
sure.
They're lying. So I think that, you know, Samsung remains the de facto choice for smartphones just because, you know, overall in terms of component quality and availability and just relationships with carriers here in America, especially, it still ends up being the default for most people just because, you know, either it's the most aggressively priced with discounts or, you know, they're kind of Samsung lifers and they keep upgrading within the brand. And I think in
they
that
also,
light,
let's be fair, advertise like crazy.
Yes, of course. They advertise an insane amount. So I think that those people who, you know, have been inside this, you know, been with the Samsung smartphone family for years now, they're going to like it. I think they'll like it better than they did the phones last year because they fixed kind of the autofocus issue the S21 Ultra had with the camera. But overall, in terms of things you're going to notice that are an upgrade, there's a 10x optical zoom lens, which I think is really cool. But I like to take, you know, kind of, you know, artsy and more landscapey photos. And that lens is great for that. Because it lets you get closer. And to me, that is the best thing a camera can do, is let you get closer to something. But, you know, I think for the average person, maybe that lens isn't quite as useful. And, you know, when you're at 10x optical zoom, if your hands shake, you know, the effect is a little outsized on the viewfinder versus holding a, you know, full-size DSLR with a telephoto that you're able to steady. So it's not always a practical solution. But the phone itself, it's so iterative that I would just say if you go play with a Galaxy S20 Ultra, you will have the same basic experience you have with this phone. There are so few substantial changes as far as the, you know, ordinary consumer would be concerned. The only one that they would notice is that it's cheaper.
A big difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's $200 cheaper. Less.
Exactly. And the way they achieve that on the Ultra, in my mind, is Samsung's just eating more margin. I don't think there's really anything to it other than that. Maybe Qualcomm lowered the price for the Snapdragon 888. The other two, you know, the baby S21, you know, is a plastic back, which I don't think anybody really needs to be concerned about. And I think, you know, it represents the best value in the family. But overall, there's nothing surprising here. I think that Samsung, you know, played it safe and probably they planned to play it safe before COVID happened. I'm not convinced that a lot of decisions with regard to these phones are related to economic changes apart from the price drops.
A year ago, probably after the release of the S20, they started planning the S21. So
yeah,
wouldn't be a surprise. They did. It sounds like they're going to kill the Note, right? They're going to replace. They're putting the S Pen on the. The S series.
They're dancing around that. The statements they put out have been, you know, initially, you know, it sounded like an executive said, oh, the Note's going away. And then another statement came out and they said, oh, well, we don't exactly mean that. And so I'm not sure what that means. And I don't know that we've had any good leaks about this just yet. I suspect that what we could see is a more kind of down market Note smartphone that comes out, more similar to the base Note 20 last year, and maybe we don't see the ultra high end Note again, but I could be wrong there too. It could be possible Samsung is just going to continue for now business as usual. But yeah, the way the wind's blowing, definitely the Note line is slowly being, you know, pushed out of existence is redundant.
There was some upset about the lack of micro SD card. Do you see that as an issue? Or
I think it's an issue for people who comment on the internet mostly.
Yes.
it's not really an ordinary consumer problem. And honestly, the situation with SD cards on Android, they're treated like such second-class citizens that they're really not useful for anything but bulk media storage.
Right.
And that's really all anybody's using them for anymore. And with 128 gigs of storage on the phone out of the box at the bare minimum, to me, you're catering to a crowd that, you know, has had this thing for a decade and they really, really don't want to let it go, but you're not really advancing any more utility to the phone by
right.
keeping it there. And you are making some sacrifices, you know, when you're talking about 10 or 20 extra milliamp hours in the battery you can squeeze in there.
That's,
you know,
a big
phone
difference.
Makers start making those decisions.
Yeah. They did take out the one thing I really thought was cool with Samsung Pay. You could use it on a MagStripe terminal because they had this MST technology. And I always enjoyed oh, we don't take Apple Pay. And I said, well, wait a minute. And I just would swipe my Samsung phone and they go, oh, how did you do that? I always enjoyed that. But I guess that's probably the time has come to get rid of MST as well.
Yeah. The anecdote I heard about the MST was kind of interesting is that in Mexico, actually, Samsung phones are very popular because of the MST
that.
Technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even though in Mexico they're supposed to have contactless and EMV, a lot of shops apparently still don't use it. They just disable it or they use an old reader. So that's kind of a bummer, obviously, for people in Mexico who, you know, use and buy Samsung phones. Here in America, though, I feel like we've seen the pandemic rapidly accelerate the contactless payment movement.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see there. Oh, finally, supposedly this new ultrasonic fingerprint sensor is better than the old one. Is it the same? It's new, isn't it?
So this is Qualcomm's second generation ultrasonic fingerprint scanner, which I can probably...
It's a through-the-screen scanner. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a through-the-screen scanner. So the way Qualcomm's works as opposed to the other type, there are basically two types. You have optical and then you have ultrasonic. And Qualcomm's is ultrasonic, which uses basically a ultrasonic pulse that a little controller sends out, and that reads your fingerprints. So this year's scanner is 70% larger than the one that they used last year and
nice.
The year before.
So you don't have to be so accurate.
Yeah, they also claim it's faster. I don't really believe them on that. It feels almost exactly the same. But the larger scanning area does help because that really is, you know, it makes it easier to kind of fat finger it.
Yeah, that might make it faster. Yeah, because you don't have to aim. Justine, one of the things they pushed and they were very excited about was all the video production capabilities. I know you're an iPhone person in your heart of hearts.
But, I mean, I am. It's like the iPhone obviously works so well with like the Apple ecosystem, but obviously I do have a PC. And so I kind of have this whole other, you know, separate Windows life. So being able to have the Android phone, and I do miss the SD card because I'm that bulk storage person who I'm transferring all of my footage. I save everything onto the SD card and then take that out. And then I copy it like to my Mac if I'm editing there.
Perfect.
But now with cloud storage and 5G becoming a little bit more available in places, we're going to be storing things in the cloud and being able to retrieve it faster. So I do understand that they're kind of pushing that. And if, like David said too, like if you're able to get extra battery life, like that's also very important. And I think most people aren't really using the SD cards like, you know, someone who's a content creator would be.
Would you ever shoot on a S21 for some of your videos? Or
I do, yeah. And I mean, 8K is okay. It's 8K, but without, you know, the sensor of a RED or a prime lens, like you're not going to be getting like this true incredible cinematic 8K quality. But what I did like is they said that you can take a 33 megapixel kind of screenshot if you are filming in 8K, so you can still take like a still photo from it. So you're still able to kind of do that, which is cool. But I have done a couple vlogs just on the S20, and I think it's great. It's just the audio is usually where it gets me. It's because usually the iPhone does have better microphones.
Mm-hmm. You don't use a third-party external microphone when you shoot with your camera or your phone?
I mean, if I'm shooting on my phone, that's the point.
I
don't want to have a whole entire rig. If I did, I would just use my actual camera.
Right. Does it do Dolby Vision or no? I know the iPhone does.
I don't think it does, actually. But what is what's cool is they do have like this little director view. So on the iPhone, I think it was maybe a year or 2 years ago, they had the dual recording. So you can actually do that now on here too. They're calling it the vlogger view.
Of course. It's for you. They designed it for you, iJustine.
They try to throw in those content creator things. And obviously they have some upgraded, it has the laser autofocus as well, that sensor. So that's supposed to help with doing better portrait mode photos. Or I guess they don't call them, it's the live focus, not the portrait mode.
It's so confusing. I know. We got director's view. We got night mode. Do you shoot with RED?
Do you have
RED cameras, don't you?
I don't have one, but I've rented some before I love shooting with those. But the thing that I do like that they did with the camera bump is they embraced it. Like it's actually all one with like the outside
it's
of it.
So giant.
Good. Oh, and then during their Unpacked event, they're talking about trying to create the perfect black color. And I'm not going to lie, like it's pretty great. And it's very
one darker. It's blacker than black. It's the blackest.
But it was kind of cool to see that because it's something that I think a lot of people kind of just overlook what actually goes into creating these phones, the amount of like R&D that goes into creating just this. They're like, let's just show you what we actually did to make this. So that's cool.
Do you feel like when you hold it up, it sucks the light out of the room? It's so black that it's...
Kind of, a little bit, yeah. It just looks so good on camera, though.
This is a really good example, though, of, just as you were saying, David, everything's incremental at this point. It's hard to think of what you could do that would get people to go, oh, I gotta have that. That's fantastic. That's a huge improvement. At this point, it's just this a little here, a little nudge there. Even Apple's having a little bit of that problem.
Well, they also announced the trackers, the tags as well.
Right.
They've got one of those
smart
too,
tag. And then they have. So is it better than a tile? It looks just like a tile.
I mean, they're all essentially the same thing. And I know there's been rumors that Apple is going to be also making that, but I was joking. I feel like they were waiting for Samsung to do it. And probably next week, they're going to be like, hey, guess what we have?
Yeah, that's funny.
Surprise.
It does require a Samsung phone for some of the features, right? You can't.
Yeah. So the one thing that it does require a Samsung phone for, what they want to do is they want to, like Tile, create a network of tracker tags that can then ping each other and create a sort of mesh. So if you lose something, then you can use other people's smart tags to ping your tag using the Samsung. This isn't live yet. It's next year, I think they said it's coming out, or they're going to start testing it later this year. So theoretically, it would allow you to extend the range for finding things. Granted, the number of places you're going to find that many smart tags outside of Korea, I don't think you can. You don't need a hand to count them because I don't think they ever will be. But they are coming out with a new version, or a different version, I should say, of the smart tag later this year.
Yeah, so that's going to be the one with ultra wideband, right? They don't have UWB yet in this.
Yeah, and that's the one I'm curious to test. This current Bluetooth only one is kind of like, well, it's Tile, but with the promise of ecosystem that I don't think will ever, you know, materially, occur. The ultra wideband version, the idea with ultra wideband, if you'd seen how, you know, UWB is used with the HomePod and the iPhone, is you have that really, really, really fine grain, you know, degree of like when the phone understands when it's near something, because you need direct line of sight for these frequencies. They won't penetrate almost anything. I don't think even at 90 gigahertz, you'll penetrate a piece of paper, but it's basically, so you can get that like if you're looking for something under the couch, or if you're looking for something, you know, that's like somewhere in the room, but you don't know where exactly, the idea is you can have that much more fine grain degree of control finding something. But until we use them, you know, I really don't know what the experience is going to be like.
That's in theory what Apple's going to do. If they ever do whatever that is that they're going to do, it will use UWB. So you'd be able to aim your iPhone and say, is it under the couch? Where is it exactly? That's kind of
the neat idea. Suppose it could be off and you could still find it, which is the problem with Find My iPhone, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could put in your keys or your remote control, the things we really lose a lot.